This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Live Monday edition, our post-raid Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl. And Mark, what are you doing here? You're normally off on Mondays.
I have been off on Mondays for quite some time, but, well, things are different now post-raid, and being that I am...
Well, according to the largest newspaper in the state, it was not a raid. It was a search.
It was a search. Oh, okay.
Even though they took a bunch of stuff... It was not a raid.
They came in with guns, bang drill out on the door. You can call it what you want. But
they didn't shoot any dogs, and they didn't bust down doors.
There's a lot of computers gone. I can tell you
yes.
that much. So since I have crowned myself King Mark the First,
did that a long time ago.
I'm wearing my crown. I still think
it's silly.
Well, sometimes the crown rests heavy, and I've had to banish Ian. I'm banishing him. Off to the hinterland.
To where?
The hinterland.
Where is the hinterland?
Wherever I am not. I am King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of all I survey, and I wish not to survey him any longer. So
yes. Okay. Well, you don't.
Be gone.
You do not have to survey him. Just don't
survey.
Don't.
Survey.
Survey.
Yeah, survey.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, like, get out there with the little road markers and the... What's that thing called that the sailors use to look at the stars?
The sextant.
Yeah, they use those when they survey land. You don't need to do that.
They have one of those sextants at Torquefest, too.
Yes, but so, Ian's not allowed to go there.
Oh, right. It might be a problem. There may be perverts running around.
No doubt.
Soon. So too soon? No, it's not too soon. There was a guy on a leash at Porkfest last year or the year before. I can't remember which one it is. They all sort of run into each
other. He's been there for multiple Porkfests.
Yeah, so you know the idea of
just
banishing
because he's on a leash doesn't mean he's a pervert.
Yeah. So this is Ian's second banishing in a week. He's now banished from Free Talk Live, and
until King Mark. Which is an absolutely silly name, winds up changing his mind.
Is there a better king name?
You could not be a silly make-believe king.
Well, what makes a king a king?
It's all
they
silly
declare
and
themselves
make-believe.
That. Well, so is government, my friend. Government has been a bunch of people claiming to rule you for 9,000 years. All I do is wear a silly hat and claim to rule you. I am no more nor no less a legitimate ruler than any jackhole in Washington, D.C. Now, I would claim I'm legitimate because I actually have a larger area than these people do. They claim to just run the country. I claim to run the galaxy, all the galaxies.
Right, that's what makes it even sillier than when Emperor Norton declared himself the Emperor of the United States.
Yeah, see? He rules underneath me. He's a vassal.
No, he's dead. Okay. He doesn't rule anything. He lived like 120 years ago.
Fine. Dead vassal.
But he declared himself the Emperor of the United States. And he, you know, like, people in San Francisco were like, oh, yeah, just crazy old Norton issuing decrees and saying we owe him taxes, but it's only like a penny, so everybody toss him a couple pennies.
If everybody, if people aren't out there lampooning the notion of others claiming to rule over you, then who's going to do it?
But are you really lampooning anything? Or are
Am
you
I
claiming...
leveling taxes on you?
Not yet.
Oh, I see. That's what you're concerned with?
No.
That I might tax you?
No. I'm not concerned with that at all.
All right, then don't worry about it.
I'm just asking how you can claim to be lampooning anything when you claim to be ruling over the entire world.
No, not the entire world. Intergalactic. All the galaxies.
Right. Don't all the galaxies make up the entirety of the worlds?
Universe is what you would refer to as in that case. But intergalactic is just a funnier term than universe.
Okay, yeah, I've got an intergalactic bit license.
My Supreme Court has handed down an edict.
You have a Supreme Court?
All of it's mine.
Ah, yes. So you must be talking about the U.S. Supreme Court.
I have that. That's one of my Supreme Courts, yes.
So the Drug Policy Alliance put out a press release earlier today applauding the Supreme Court for rejecting a misguided attempt to halt cannabis legalization. The press release reads, today the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the case brought by Nebraska and Oklahoma against the state of Colorado over its cannabis legalization law. Oklahoma and Nebraska had claimed that the Colorado law had created an increased law enforcement burden in the neighboring states.
I wonder about that. I mean, you know, so it's legal to buy and sell marijuana, use marijuana inside the state, that geographic rectangle known as Colorado there.
Yes.
And it's not in surrounding states.
Correct.
The surrounding states are probably a little put out by the fact that people can go across the border, get some stuff, and then come back. And that means that you have to basically stop every car, but you're not allowed to stop every car.
No, you don't have to stop every car. If the point is we want to make sure that none of this edible plant enters our state, then yes, you have to stop every car.
That's what they think.
But you don't have to make sure that none of that edible, smokable plant enters your state. You need to leave people alone. But the attorneys general for Nebraska and Oklahoma were saying that Colorado's legalization of cannabis was violating federal statute because it interfered somehow in interstate commerce because something illegal where we live.
Well, that's always what they do, is they complain about the interstate commerce clause is where they would have to go on this. They would have to, talk about that. That's basically the only clause that they would have any kind of standing with, right?
In theory, however, the court threw out the case.
Which states was it? Nebraska and what?
Nebraska and Oklahoma sued Colorado.
Both of them touch Colorado, because I was hearing this and I wasn't thinking that those states necessarily touched Colorado.
Yes, they both touch Colorado.
I guess in my mind I inserted another row of states between Colorado and Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm not sure what any of those states are called. But it doesn't matter.
Made up land.
Yeah. Well, it's all made up land. Have you looked? I just took a bunch of lines. I mean, somebody got a ruler and just drew all over the place.
Okay, well, when I say made up land, I mean not recognized by anybody other than Mark Edge.
I see.
The press release from DPA, that's the Drug Policy Alliance, continues. The suit filed by the Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning and Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt claimed that federal marijuana prohibition preempts the law that Colorado voters decisively adopted in 2012. The federal government filed a brief urging the Supreme Court to reject the case.
So the federal government decided that it wasn't worth the trouble for the federal government to attempt to enforce marijuana laws. Is that correct?
Correct.
But the federal government won't change the Schedule 1 designation for cannabis.
Also correct.
So it's just basically they don't want to do anything. They just kind of want to see where the chips fall.
Correct.
Okay.
And I personally welcome this inaction by the government to not arrest people for buying, selling, growing, possessing, manufacturing a smokable edible plant. The legal affairs director for the Drug Policy Alliance, Tamer Todd, issued the following statement. The Supreme Court's rejection of this misguided effort to undo cautious and effective state-level regulation of marijuana is excellent news for the many other states looking to adopt similar reforms in 2016 and beyond. Other states are looking to what Colorado has accomplished, the drops in racially disparate arrest, the criminal justice dollars saved, and the tax revenue raised, and want to adopt similar marijuana law reforms. The dismissal of this action means that the four states that have adopted ballot initiatives by decisive margins to tax and regulate marijuana for adults, as well as the many states that have adopted laws to regulate medicinal marijuana, can proceed without interference at this time. The federal government itself...
So what's going to proceed without interference at this time?
Expansion of cannabis legalization. So there's 25 states that currently allow therapeutic use of cannabis. There's Alaska. It's either 25 or 27. I keep hearing conflicting numbers.
Right. It's, and there's varying degrees of
Alaska will have recreational cannabis stores open by the end of the year.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and I things are moving so quickly in the world of marijuana legalization for me that it's just pretty surprising. We started doing this radio program in 2002, and California had basically been the only state that had any kind of medical marijuana for a pretty long time, and then a couple of states kind of began to trickle in. California's medical marijuana being the first, it had never really been tried before, so the states got more and more restrictive.
Well, when you say California's was the first, that's not exactly accurate.
Okay.
It was the first post-drug war.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to the beginning of the drug war, it was, you know, until like the 1940s, 1950s, cannabis was not illegal in most states. So it was this weird shift of states jumping on board to criminalize cannabis. And then after the drug war, states then fighting back and saying, oh, wait, hold on, let's decriminalize, let's do this, let's do that, and try to push back against the feds. And then, yeah, it was, what, the mid-90s when California passed the therapeutic cannabis, which, you know, some people would say in California it's de facto recreational, because pretty much anybody can go to a doctor and say, oh, I got a Charlie horse, give me a prescription for cannabis. And the doctor will say, okay, dude.
Well, yes, it is post-drug war. I think that's what most people are thinking of. Drug war started quite a long time ago.
Right, but most people, and at least this is my experience of people outside of what would be considered the liberty circles, most people don't realize that, you know, drug criminalization and regulation and prohibition started within the last 100 years.
Yes.
Most people think, oh, well, it's just always been that way. No. 100 years ago, you could buy cannabis and heroin and morphine from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Could have got heroin to the Sears. Well, I mean, and Coke is supposed to have had cocaine in it. And I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt that campaigned and campaigned and campaigned against Coke, even after they had removed the cocaine from Coke, and still made a big deal about it up to that point. So, I mean, it's the drug warrioring has gone on for a long time. Prohibition was a big deal at one point.
Right.
So, yeah.
And so today, the 21st day of March, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in a 6-2 decision that was posted without comment that they would not take up the case filed by the attorneys general of Nebraska and Oklahoma against basically the entire state of Colorado over the legalization and regulation and taxation scheme of cannabis in Colorado.
So, attorneys general.
That's more than one attorney general.
Yeah, I know that's the plural of attorney generals. Is this, like, sort of actually how the language should be used, or is this just some pretentious nonsense put together by people that think they're important?
I don't understand the question.
Who decided to call attorney generals attorneys general?
I don't know, but that's what I was always told.
Well,
I'm
not saying you're wrong, buddy. I think you're right. I'm absolutely certain you're right. I've heard it again and again.
Just like if you're talking about more than one secretary of state, it's secretaries of state.
Yes.
So you pluralize whatever the proper noun of what they are,
yep,
not the actual title that they have.
Secretaries of State makes more sense to me than attorneys general.
Are attorneys.
I get it, yeah.
They're just the general attorney.
You're taking the stance that this is the proper use of the language, not pretentious a-holes coming up with their own titles, like intergalactic ruler of everything or something like that, right?
Oh, well, the title attorney general is some pompous a-hole that came up with, you know, call me this glorious title, but that glorious title is written down on some paper somewhere, so it's somewhat official because people recognize it.
Okay. I guess I'll concede on this. Attorneys General is correct. So,
There's more to the statement.
Go ahead.
From the Director of Legal Affairs at the Drug Policy Alliance, Tamar Todd, says the federal government itself filed a brief with the High Court asking that it not hear the case. It, meaning the federal government, has not challenged the regulatory law in Colorado, nor did it choose to interfere with its implementation. To the contrary, the government has deprioritized enforcement of state-level marijuana reforms and acknowledged the interest that both states and the federal government have in openly regulating marijuana. And there's an article from the Washington Post.
So we can expect federal regulations on marijuana before too long.
I don't know if you could expect it before too long, but I would not be surprised if something happens within the next decade or so. And I don't know if you're considering that to be before too long.
Well, I remember at some point on the show predicting that marijuana would be legal in 10 years. It feels like that was about 10 years ago, because I can remember, I feel like I remember being in the Florida studios as opposed to the New Hampshire studios, and that's 10 years ago. I don't know when one decides that it's legal, but this seems like a pretty good day to pick. If the United States Supreme Court votes 6-2 to not hear a case from the attorneys general of both Nebraska and Oklahoma saying, but we want you to do something about these bad stoners that are coming across the state line bringing their evil loco weed, right? Like, and they just said, stick a sock in it, you bunch of namby-pambies. You know, they just sent them on their way. They said, get out of here. And, you know, so the statists lose today. Nice. Usually they win. That seems to me like as good a day as any. When if you're looking back in history 50 years from now, and you have to find the day that marijuana became legal.
I don't think you could say that it's today.
Okay.
Because people are still being arrested.
I understand.
Across the entire country.
People are being arrested for alcohol, dude. I mean, there are alcohol regulating organizations all over the country that will arrest people for alcohol. We had a co-host.
Right, but there's not a regulation that I'm aware of that says you cannot possess X amount of alcohol in your house.
Right, but you do understand that it's a continuum. It's a, you know, plot-by-plot continuum. If you're saying that every person in the entire country must be able to grow marijuana at their home in order for it to be legal, that's a fine way to look historically at it, too. But what I'm telling you, what I'm claiming here is that historians 50 or 100 years from now, have to plot a point. And the historians will disagree as to when that point is.
Of course.
Some of the historians will say, this moment, when the larger government agency, i.e. the United States Supreme Court, declares that they're not getting involved.
Well, couldn't you really go back to when Eric Holder issued a statement about a year and a half ago saying that he would not interfere with state regulations on cannabis?
No, because that's an attorney general he's just one side of the argument.
And so is the Supreme Court.
No, the Supreme Courts are not one side of the argument. They are the, in fact, they're the final arbiters. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in, talk to us live here on the radio. We're talking about this situation with the United States Supreme Court where, well, they've refused to hear an anti-marijuana case by that was brought to them by the Attorneys General of Oklahoma and Nebraska, saying that, oh, we're so sad that these people are coming from Colorado with their marijuana. It's making us mad. And that somehow that Colorado has to bend to the national rules as far as marijuana. And the Supreme Court says, meh, we're not going to hear it. We're not going to hear it.
And that's all they said because the decision to not hear was, quote, unquote, released without comment.
So if you're going to do online shopping, please do that online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. It's an extra click. In your day, I understand you're busy, but I swear, just typing in shop.freetalklive.com and clicking, tenth of a calorie as far as energy wasted.
Just bookmark it, and then you don't have to type anything. You just click the bookmark.
Well, what you do is you bookmark the link for your particular country at shop.freetalklive.com. And then
that's even easier.
It is even easier. So shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Amazon there, Walmart, several other retailers, and you do business there. We get a spiff. It helps us to offset the dangers of, advertisers hearing things on the show that they might not like. That's happened to us before. So it's shop.freetalklive.com.
So already, and this decision to not hear the case came out hours ago. So we are, you know, one of, if not the first nationally syndicated radio programs to discuss this. But already,
you want a cookie? Do you want a cookie for that?
No, I don't want a cookie.
You look like you want a cookie. Let's go to Jim calling in from Wyoming. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, actually Tim from Wyoming, but that's okay.
Tim?
Yeah, Tim.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for calling, Tim.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Now I want to mention that I'm from California originally, and I'm in Wyoming now. But before I ever voted for the compassionate care, or compassionate use proposition, I think it was Proposition
215, I believe.
Oh, geez.
215, that's right. I was thinking 165, but 165 is the one that says everything in the world is poisonous, and California knows all about it, and there's a sign that says so. So
yes, everything contains chemicals that may cause cancer.
Right. I mean, just laughing, you know, laughing at a joke on the radio is probably going to cause cancer, too. But they don't say that, of course, so.
Hold on, but laughter's the best medicine, so course, just yeah. Laugh some more, and then the cancer goes away.
Yeah, I can tell you this, if you live long enough, you will get cancer. We have to find a cure for that if we want to find a cure for aging.
Cancer of some kind, yeah. Well, anyway, what I was going to say is, well, maybe if you had the medical cannabis, you'd be laughing much more, and then, you know, you'd never get cancer. But anyway. I voted for 215 because I knew people that were dying of cancer. I knew people that had died of cancer, knew people that were suffering from debilitating pain of all kinds. And I said, well, okay, that sounds like a good thing. But then it turned into, like you're saying, you know, you stub your toe, you get a hangnail, go and pay your $200 to the doctor. And the doctor says, here you go. Here's your prescription, end quote, for, you know, medical marijuana, because they can't actually prescribe it. They can recommend that you use it. They can give a doctor's, you know, as an alternative care therapy, is what they're saying. They're saying,
okay.
It's not because they're, you know, they're not saying, here's the stash, so here, pick a bag out and here you go. You know, take it.
Right. But isn't writing a prescription for anything just a recommendation that you take it? Because if you go to the doctor and they say, we're going to write you a prescription for some antibiotics, they're not shoving the antibiotics down your throat. They're not handing you the antibiotics. They're saying, we recommend that you take this. It's now on you to go get the thing that we have written you a prescription for, and it's on you to actually take the thing that we're suggesting you take.
Right, unless you're imprisoned or forcibly detained in some way, and they actually give you a shot for, you know, say that the virus, you know, you have to take this vaccine because you're in the state of California, and if you don't, well, you're a scofflaw. Well, that's coming to pass because they're not letting kids go to school without being vaccinated, and they're giving people.
It's been like that my entire life. I've had to go get certain vaccines before I was allowed to go to school.
Oh, I understand. Me too. I mean, I'm 50 years old, so I learned to read when I was about 3 years old. So when I started reading, I actually started, and I watched the news. I remember seeing news reports from Vietnam. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. But
let me ask you this. I mean, is there any particular problem with California allowing, you know, whatever alternative care practitioner, some voodoo doctor to hand out a marijuana prescription for a hangnail? Because to me, what I think it was is a great experimentation in legal marijuana.
Well, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with it. It's what it is basically the state of California saw that, this is my opinion, the state of California saw that there were enough people that wanted to have something other than a pharmaceutical way to take care of an ailment. And they said, okay, well, if we can already grow corn in our yard and, you know, you can make cornmeal, whatever, but why can't you grow marijuana and do the same thing? Why can't you use a plant to do the same thing? Because, you know, the pharmaceutical companies were up and down. I mean, they were jumping up and down all over this. But the problem with it is, I mean, it's the legalization that's made it, that makes the underground market. There's still a huge underground market. I have lots of, you know, connections, so to speak, to the underground market, if you will. And I knew a lot of people that grew in Northern California, and a lot of people that grew in their backyard and where I live. I mean, right in my neighborhood. And honestly, the things that you could do with it. I knew one of the people I knew that was growing and he had a card, and he said I can grow 30 plants in this yard if I want to.
Jeez, you can put 30 plants in a backyard. You're going to have a pretty full backyard.
I said, you couldn't fit 30 plants in this yard, not the way you grow them. And he said, no, I could probably fit about five, because he had about an eighth of an acre in the backyard. And an eighth of an acre, I mean, the size of his plants, though, that's the thing. What I'm saying is he was a very accomplished grower, but he could make tinctures. I think I mentioned this when I called him quite a while back about what this is. One of the friends of mine that used to make the candy that was just, I mean, deadly psychedelic as far as I say deadly. I mean,
so Tim, for people that are not familiar with a tincture, can you explain that real quick?
Basically, it's an oil extract that you can use to add a pharmaceutical value, if you will, not pharmaceutical really, but I mean, add the effective chemical from whatever it is you're using. I mean, you could use dandelion leaves or willow bark or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, as far as a medicinal value, to take the a microscopic medicinal value, or well, actually a huge medicinal value, really, but a microscopic amount, and use that to mix in. You can mix it in with distilled water. You mix it in with corn syrup, let's say. I'm not saying you should use corn syrup, but anyway, I'm saying, you know, put it in with honey or something. But this guy would make, he would make candy, and he would use hash. He would use hash and hash oil, and he would make candy, and he'd also use, you know, I mean, he was, like I say, he was accomplished, but he's dead now, unfortunately. But anyway, he was accomplished at doing this, and his mother had a chronic pain issue, and she used to, and she worked for the post office. She used to take the candies and eat the candies all day. And I ate one of the candies, and I was out for 3 days. I swear to God, it was that strong. But it was so strong that, to me, I mean, this, and he said, this is, you know, this is what I usually make. This is the kind of level I usually make. And I ate, oh man, I ate a little piece of the thing, and it was, oh my God. I didn't even eat the whole thing. I gave the rest of it away. I had to.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Is today the end of the war on weed?
Hope so.
Maybe has an armistice been reached? And there's still some shots being fired, certainly. The number's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. We don't have Skype tonight. We can only get through on the regular phone lines.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We are live this evening, despite a raid by the FBI yesterday.
Although they're saying it's not a raid.
Okay, well,
It was a search, and we took a bunch of stuff, but it's not a raid.
It felt like a raid. You know, the banging at on the door at 6 o'clock in the morning, the taking of all the computers, that kind of thing. That
looks like a raid. Felt like a raid. Quacks yep. like a raid.
Yep. Everything else. Oh, they're saying it's not. I think it's kind of interesting that they now have a brief filed against them for this particular case by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who has said that they that this whole thing's illegal from start to finish. This fishing expedition that they went on and that sort of thing. So, you know, that's Free Talk Live for you, right in the middle of all this crap. These other shows. Not so much. They're just people talking. And that's fine. The commentary on everything. But Free Talk Live, much more active than these other programs.
Yes.
It's the number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Glenn, calling in from Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, yes. And now for the important stuff. My compliments to you in getting the plural of attorneys general correct. And I was like, oh, it's sort of very refreshing. And then you say it correctly, okay? And then we have the question raised as to whether or not it's pretentious to be correct. And then this is like one of my favorite axes to grind is the illiteracy factor of talk radio overall, okay? You know, but they're not generals, they're attorneys. The general is an adjective modifying the word attorney. So the plural naturally goes on the attorneys, just like secretaries of state. The of state is modifying the secretary. So, you know, it's nice that somebody gets something right. Talk radio has this huge illiteracy factor. I've got Ted Anderson trying to sell me artesian cheese, you know, like from how many hundred feet down in the ground. Did the cheese come?
I always wondered where how far you had to drill to get to Artesia.
To get to the cheese, because Artesia applies to water wells primarily. It's artisan is the word, and it's actually down there's a pretentious word for you. Artisan bread, artisan. Everything's artisan these days. You know what was always
people want to buy artisan stuff. I think that it's only going to get worse with the advent of 3D printers. Pretty soon we're going to print everything that we need in our home with the 3D printer that we printed from
Will you print your cheese?
Probably not. Right. The food will have to come from elsewhere. But it'll be people that that make things with their hands.
I'm convinced that there will wind up being some sort of soy filament that you could wind up putting, and then you 3D print whatever, and then you add some sort of flavor drops to it.
It's not going
to
be soy, dude. People hate soy. It's going to be cruciferous vegetables. Yeah. Everybody likes those.
No.
But you're going off topic. The topic is the illiterate.
I just said cruciferous vegetables. That's not a pretentious word.
I wasn't saying you. No, I know, but I'm joining you to join me in bitching about the illiteracy. Oh, dear God. People can't pronounce, they say cognitive dissonance when they mean cognitive dissonance. They don't know the phenomenon.
It's easy to get them confused. And Glenn, I'm going to have to come to the defense of my at least live cohorts. When you're doing a recorded ad, you should get it right.
Yeah.
But when you're live, you're whipping along, and sometimes the sentence doesn't complete itself. Your mind takes a 90-degree turn. Off you go.
You count wrong.
And a fudge factor for the occasional error, of course, right? Nobody's perfect. But, I mean, oh, my God. They want me to call and speak to an advertising executive if I want to buy some advertising or a commercial. Like, what do they know what executive means? I don't know. It's just,
ad exec is a long-time term for the person who sells ads. You might marketing. I can tell you, when I started working in radio in 1999, they told me, son, you're an ad exec now. And... this is great. I was selling gym memberships and making people do push-ups last week. Now I'm an ad exec. Thanks for the call, Glenn. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. When you control the language, you control your world. If you can get people to speak the way you want them to speak, you control their minds to some extent. And this is why people do this stuff. It's very real value. Let's go to Mikey calling in from Manchester. Mikey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you guys are okay, but this is very scary what happened. And don't hold your breath, because something a month or two from now, they might find something and we'll try to drag you in. So if you haven't gotten lawyers yet, make sure you do if you believe in that or whatever.
Well, what I would say is at this point, it's a good idea to have a lawyer you can call, to research your lawyers and know which one it is that you're going to go with. But if you're, you're talking about the raid that occurred here at the studios yesterday. And, yes. At this point, there have been no accusations, no arrests, none of these things. I'm not saying it's time to lay around and do nothing. I'm simply saying, I got a lawyer that I'm ready to go with, and he called me, it'd been more than 24 hours since I spoke to him, and there's not really anything for him to do.
Yeah, well, I've seen cases where the local police or feds will raid some else, and then they'll clamp down on that, and then they'll get even other people into it. It's crazy.
Well, I'm sorry, repeat what you said. It didn't quite come through.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen cases before that the feds will raid for one thing, and then they'll find evidence of other unrelated crimes, and as long as the warrant was legitimate, they can prosecute those crimes. So there may be something completely unrelated to this on this, and they'll raid you again, and then you all get rounded up.
I guess, one of the questions I would have regarding that is, the only thing they listed on the evidence sheet was a bunch of computer equipment. So they may have to find something on the computer to assume that we've done something illegal, and I'm willing to believe that. But from what I can tell, they took nothing from – they claimed to take nothing from the house that wasn't some kind of electronics item. So they didn't list firearms, they didn't list drugs, they didn't list, the family of Vietnamese people that we have in the basement. They didn't list any of that stuff. So it's just electronics equipment.
Yeah, and I'll say one thing. It's very unlikely, but it is possible that somebody could have, I don't know how to explain it, but like snuck access and like sniffed out the password from the air. So it is possible to like hack into a secured Wi-Fi network.
That much is true, but dozens of people had the password already.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is a radio studio where we do, 7 nights a week, 3 microphones are open, and we generally have 3 people in front of them, plus whomever is acting as a producer for the evening.
Plus any visitors that happen to come in. Can I take a look at your studio? Can I sit in on the show?
Can I hook into your internet?
Can I get on the internet while I'm sitting here? Sure. Here's the password.
And another thing about this this raid, this piece of paper that allowed them to the warrant, it doesn't specifically name the time that the website was accessed, which gives us a lot of difficulty in pinning down who or what or when. I'm not claiming that the website wasn't accessed from that network, which it may or may not been. I can't make a claim like that. I can't claim that somebody didn't send messages to Russia talking about the nuclear U.S. nuclear program, because I don't know.
You're saying somebody from the LRN studio sent messages to Russia about nuclear program?
Yet. It's difficult to know any of this stuff because it's all so confusing. They give us no information, and they take a bunch of computers. I'm going to go with the number $15,000 worth of computer equipment was taken. And a lot of people stepped up. By the way, I really should thank all the people that donated to the GoFundMe campaign.
Yeah, it's up over $5,100.
Yeah,
in less than 24 hours.
It reached its goal of 5,000 in less than 24 hours, and now it's at 5,100 or something like that to help us to pay back some of this computer, buy new computer equipment, because I don't think we're ever going to get this stuff back. Mikey?
Yeah, I'll probably be donating a little bit to that, but this is just really scary that we basically just have to pray that we never get raided by something, because you don't know what you're doing, what's a crime, and 3 felonies a day that everybody commits. It's just terrifying in a way.
It is. It certainly is. I've got to say, I have never been more agitated. I was scared yesterday, and now I'm just sort of in a state of agitation because I don't know what's going on. I guess I've got that fight or flight thing happening, and, well, I don't know who to fight or from whom to flee. So it's just, it's very, very confusing. Mikey, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about the raid that occurred on our studios yesterday where they took most of our computer equipment. Left us enough stuff to broadcast with. Thanks, FBI. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.